Hey, this is Shan Ray.
And this is Amy J.
Thanks for inviting us into your day.
Please join us as we hope to have some really great conversations about intuition
and how we can use it to live our best life.
So turn up the volume
and let's get started. Hi, welcome to our podcast, Making Sense of Your Intuition. We are going to learn how to listen, trust, and follow your intuition, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Right. And I'm Amy J.
And I'm Shan Ray.
That's right. And so this is our very first podcast, so we're probably going to take a few minutes and introduce ourselves to you. That might not be a part of every podcast, but because it's our first one, we thought maybe we should share a little bit about ourselves. You want to start, Shan?
So I'm an intuitive, always been that way, but through some pretty major life changes in the last several years, learned how to listen and trust and follow my intuition. I've taken classes, had lots of life experience, and found a wonderful community of other people and women especially to learn from. And I want to bring all of those wonderful things that I've learned to you.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm Amy J, and I've pretty much had intuition and been in tune for a long time, but it wasn't till just recently, in the last few years, that I had kind of an awakening and I started to make sense of my intuition. I'm also a medium, highly empathic, as well as Shan. I know we always talk about this. So I'm highly empathic, and I'm an intuitive, and I really like to use that intuition to set intention in my day. So we thought that this was a great idea for a podcast because there's so many of you out there right now, women who are at any stage in life, but we know how much our lives have changed over the course of the years. And so things come up and new experiences and awarenesses. So if we thought maybe our experiences and awareness could help some of you out there. And our goal really is to, for this podcast, is just to help you discover your own intuition and how you can use that wisdom to guide yourself. So it's an inner guidance system, if you will. And so we all have it. We're all born that way. And we want to help you get in touch with yours.
That's right. So hopefully we'd like to bring you some tips and techniques and tell you some stories along the way that might help you recognize your intuition and that inner guidance that we've all got inside of us and how to trust it and use it more, how to just enhance your life with that trust and confidence that you have inside.
Yeah. So we thought we would start just out, you know, with the basics. Now, because we are all very, very smart and intelligent women, we all know that gut feeling. We all know, we've all had those moments in our lifetime, and it doesn't have to necessarily be like if you're a mom or just a sister or just as a woman, we are highly intuitive people. But sometimes we don't often realize that those are intuitive hits, as Shan and I like to call them, that we're getting those because it's maybe been a part of our life for so very long. So what we want to start out with, just going down to the basics. What is intuition? what does it look like, you know? And it does look different for everybody, each individual.
Yes, and there needs to be an awareness. Sometimes we're just so busy in our lives that those little things that pop into your head get passed by, or you know, they're very subtle and you just might miss them. So just training yourself to be aware when you have a thought, to give it your attention. A little story behind that. This may have happened to some of you. I was driving one time and I was sitting at a stoplight and I had the light turned green and something told me not to go yet. Don't get on that gas. And before I did, I listened, I waited, and it was probably just a few seconds, a speeding car flew through the intersection. And that intuition I had saved me from probably a very terrible car accident. And maybe some of you have had that happen too, where, you know, you decided to go a different route than you normally do, or you waited at the stoplight. Mm-hmm. And that's your intuition. That is absolutely your intuition. And it's speaking to you, and just to not totally discount that thought that you have, and just listen that it is a message.
Yeah, you know, that's a really, really good point, Shan, is that it's that awareness that you can create. Because again, 100% of you, 100% of you has used your intuition. I can say that with confidence at one time or another. But we don't always acknowledge it. We're not always aware of it. And we don't know how to help it. Some of us aren't aware of how to help it guide us. And that's really the key right there, to create that awareness and then be able to utilize that awareness, that inner guidance, to help you navigate this crazy life we all live.
Exactly. And so maybe just, we're all kind of running at the speed of light sometimes, you know, we're all in a big hurry. It's okay to take another extra second to let that thought soak in, or to even just think, okay, do I really need to do this? Do I really want to do this? Give your intuition a second to, so you can listen to it, hear it, and that helps your decisions, even the little ones. Do I really need to run to the store right now? I'm in such a big hurry. Or maybe I just need to, you know, have a minute to myself. Your intuition helps you with all those little mundane things that you have every day going on. Important ones too, but that's how it comes to you during the day. Just regular everyday decisions. You can get, just take a second and listen.
And I love that, because that's like taking a second to acknowledge it and then getting what it's trying to tell you. Because, you know, I've had those times, and I'm sure, Shan, that you can think about it too, where you may have got like that intuitive hit, like don't do this or do this or stop, and you disregard it or you don't listen to it. And then you go, oh, maybe that's what it was trying to tell me, type
exactly.
of thing. So, so that's important too, to pause, you
yes.
know, and just say, wait a minute, I'm almost getting like a message, you know, my intuition is trying to tell me something. What is it? Stop, pause, let it come through. I think that's a really good point, Shan, that we don't often do because we are so busy in our lives. And that's just how we are, you know. We're not telling you to change your life. We're
right.
just telling you to put purposeful pauses. That's hard to say. Put purposeful pauses into your life when you get one of those intuitive hits that
and
might happen.
Once you're acknowledging your inner guidance, once you acknowledge it and you're pausing and listening and just kind of knowing, it's not just that thought. It really is your intuition. We all have it. We don't always know how important it is, or how necessary it is for us. And so once you start acknowledging it more and accepting that those intuitive messages are really coming and they're really important, you'll notice it more, they'll come more, and they'll just be so much more helpful. They'll be showing up all the time for you.
And you know what I loved about what you just said is that distinction between the thought and your intuition, because there is a difference. And that is a really good, important point out there. What we sometimes disregard as just a fleeting thought going through our mind could actually be your intuition trying to give you some guidance. Wow, that's a really important thing that you said there for them to become aware of. But that's the key to become aware of and to be able to know, was that just one of those, you know, we can't turn off the monkey mind. It's going 90 miles per hour for most of us, except for maybe when we're sleeping. But being able to, differentiate between, was that just a fleeting thought? Or really, was there something to that? And that's how it guides you to make some of those important decisions in your life. You know, every day, of course. But some of those important decisions in life, like what is your next step, you know, to sit down and really tune into that.
Yes, yeah, exactly. You can, you know, when you ask yourself a question, you know, and that needs to be purposeful when something's coming up. What do I really want? Or do I really want to do this certain thing? And I think your thoughts, you'll probably have some thoughts come up around that, but if you just give yourself a quiet moment, that's when the intuition shows up and, is really helpful for making those decisions. It's not going to run through all the pros and cons. It's just going to be, sometimes it's a feeling. It might be vague. It might be a feeling. It might be a thought. It might be just a word that pops in your head. It might be the feeling of excitement that you do want to do it. That intuition comes through so many different ways. And those are the things you need to look for. You know, sometimes we hear something, or, you know, it's those of us that are empathic might have an emotion about something.
Yes. Emotions are very important with your intuition as well. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, that's okay. And so those are all the things you need to, and probably not all of them, those are a lot of the things you need to be aware of and notice, because those are your intuition. It's not just a word. It's not always a voice in your head. It's a quiet thought. It's a feeling about something. Maybe somebody invites you to a party and you just have this feeling you don't want to go, or you shouldn't go, or... Mm-hmm.
You know where I found those intuitive hits too is I might be reading something. I might be watching something on TV, or a song might come on. And I go, wow, that feels really important or pertinent to what I'm thinking or what I'm going through. And, we have so many changes as women in our lifetime. That some of those important questions that we don't ask ourselves, and I heard you say this, and it was a really good point, is what do I want? If you have not set yourself down, gave yourself that parental talking to, and said to yourself, what do I really want? What do I want? Not taking in all the feelings of all the other responsibilities we have, because we know we've been there. Women are very responsible, very capable, the best multitaskers, even though my husband always tells me, you're not a very good multitasker. Oh, I'm like, I could run circles around you, but maybe not in the same way as he multitasks, you know. But, that's it, just right there. What do you want? When those important decisions come in, so important for you to tune into that intuition, tune into that inner guidance, and ask yourself with no other parameters in there, just you, what do you want? Okay, I would love for people to tell us, you know, have you ever done that? Or how often have you done that? You know, because
if you start doing it, tell us how you're noticing it's making a difference.
Yes, because again, that's about that listening, trusting, and following your intuition by asking yourself some really important questions. What do I want? And if your intuition is telling you something and you go, oh, I don't know. Well, that's another topic, isn't it?
Yes. Well, we can go on and on with tips and stories, and we will. We'll have lots of episodes and lots of good information to share and stories. And
Yeah. Because, you know, we just, this right now, this time that we're in right now, is very important for co-creating. And you probably, you know, if you're part, you know, of whatever social media that you tune into, you have heard that word co-creating. But you know what? It's really important. And Shannon and I feel like the other thing that's so important right now is to empower each other. And so mostly this podcast is for women. But if there is a man watching, we're certainly not going to, you know, like tell him to leave or anything like that. Maybe he might learn a few things. But it's mostly for women. And so we feel really strongly about empowering other women to really just be the absolute best, live their best life, you know, feel like you're walking the best life. You wake up into your best life, you're going through your whole day in your best life. Now, that's not to say life doesn't happen and get into the way sometimes. But if you are being guided by, you know, your intuition, your inner guidance, that wisdom, you know, those places that whoever may be your higher power. But if you're using that guidance system, you are just going to, I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just going to really empower you. And that's our goal. That's really what we want to do.
Exactly.
Am I saying that right, Shannon? Because I feel like I was babbling.
Yes. And we're going to just confirm and learn if you're not sure about this, or to just tap into, this is our natural ability. This isn't something you have to get. You don't have to take a class and get a certificate. It's our natural beauty or our natural ability, and it's already in here, and a lot of us already use it and aren't even realizing that's what we're using. And I'll also let you know that there's just more. There's more to that. There's so much more to intuition. This is just the beginning. And if you want to really dive in and work with that and find out what's more, that's what we want to show you.
And I think your beauty comment was a Freudian slip, because it is beauty. It is a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And you are born with it. And it allows you to have a beautiful life, you know, by following that and trusting it. You know, that's one of the hardest parts, I think. Don't you, Shan, to think?
Yes.
The trust.
I think we've all struggled with that. I still do now and then, you know, realize I'm not trusting, you know, trusting my gut, trusting myself. And so, yes, I think that's probably the hardest part. Listening can be hard at first until you learn. I mean, we gave you quite a few ways. It shows up so many ways. Like you said, it could just be your friend saying something really poignant, or a billboard when you're driving and the words just strike you, yeah. there, that's a message, you know, and mm-hmm. and to just learn how to see those. But yeah, I think trust is probably the most difficult of all of them, and then mm-hmm. and then trusting leads you to following. When you yes. trust it, you'll naturally follow the guidance, follow your gut, and I just think life gets better. I think you know, you're making your good best choices for you, and I think that's yeah. you know, life we all want to have.
Yeah. Well, I have a real quick short story. How I met my husband was on my birthday, and my friends wanted to take me out, and I said I didn't want to go. And they're like, no, you have to go. And I kept saying, no, I don't really want to go. But then the intuition kicked in. I had, you know, this feeling that I had to go. So it just was kind of one of those, like, you're going. And it was inside, though. And I'm just like, okay, I felt like almost like I was arguing with myself. I don't want to go. Yes, you're going. I don't want to go, you know, kind of thing. But I ended up going. And that was the night that I met my husband. You know, so it's like, I guess there probably the universe would have probably maybe found a different way to connect us, but it was that kind of thing. It was such a strong, you need to go out for your birthday. It was such a strong feeling, even though I was like, you know, and I'm glad
that was your thinking mind. Oh, I don't feel like going.
Yeah. my gut and my mind were arguing. And I got one.
And that does happen.
Yeah. Yes, but that's about that trust.
Right.
And once I trusted it, and then I was able, again, then, like you said, to be able to follow it. Yeah. So yes. That's really important.
I'm sure we've all had those times where we've second-guessed.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, we don't always know if we chose not to listen.
That's right.
What could have or would have happened.
That's right.
You know, we don't know, but I guess if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. I probably would have found him a different way, but it was just a lot easier to go. But anyways, so yeah, so we just really hope that we can have some really great conversations with you, empower you, give you some tips and ways to really tap into that intuition, being able to use it to guide you. What else, Shan, should we tell them as we wrap this up?
It feels empowering. Once you have really paid attention and kind of honored this tool that we have, it's you know, it's just gonna make things so much better. I just feel like your life kind of flows when you're following what's naturally for you.
Yes.
So yes. We can all help everyone steer in that direction.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good point, because I've always, with my daughter, have always taught her to listen to what we call the gut. I mean, everybody knows that expression. Oh, my gut said I should do this. My gut said I should do that. And she's got some children of her own, and so I'm, you know, telling her, you know, sometimes, listen to your gut. You're their mother. You know them better than anyone else. You know yourself better than anyone else. Listen to your gut. Use that. So that's really what we're saying, and we all know that expression. But we want to just really thank you for making this connection with us, and we're really excited to bring this podcast to you and to be able to share more about our lives and to hear about yours as well.
Yes, we enjoyed connecting with you. We want to do it more, so join us for our next episode.
Okay, and remember to listen, trust, and follow your intuition. All right.
Thank you
for the connection. Bye for now.
Bye.